Lights up!
Lights Up. My name is Barney and I am one of the new co-artistic directors.
And I'm Kate, the other co-artist director for Putney Theatre Company. We were appointed in July and this is our first season, which runs from September to March. So if you are unfamiliar with Putney Theatre Company and you were selling it to, or you were meeting me at a party and I asked you to describe it in four words.
Ooh. Community, a sense of community. It's very much a community theatre and we do a lot together. It's uplifting. Everyone loves to help out with each other and I find that a very uplifting experience. Obviously, we're more of a regional kind of theatre.
So when you say that, what does regional theatre mean? Because to me, that elevates the production values.
It's Putney.
Yeah. Oh, is that? But I see it because although it is a community and regional theatre, I think the production values and the standard of acting is much higher. So I think when people come and see our shows, it is a very high quality for something that is off West End.
Well, we certainly strive for that, yes. I mean, that's the fun part of the fun of putting on theatre.
Yeah.
I mean, there's far more people doing non-professional theatre in this country than there is professional theatre.
That's true. And that was a little statistic. Oh, I can't even say a statistic I heard the other day, which, yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. And actually, we have an awful lot of professional actors, or at least professionally trained, at Putney Theatre Company. So it's actually quite a nice hotbed of brand new talent that comes through the door, haven't done it from since they were at school or university, to much more seasoned professionals who are resting or just want to make sure they're keeping their hand in doing live theatre.
Decided not to be in that industry and want to just do it as a hobby.
That's true. Yeah. So we're just going to run through actually what plays we've chosen and why.
Yep.
Starting off with A Midsummer Night's Dream.
By William Shakespeare.
By William Shakespeare, yes.
An abridged version of 80 minutes straight through.
And Barney, you're directing it.
I am directing it, yes.
Did you mean to be directing the first show as an artistic director?
I didn't actually, no. Approached by the Hurlingham Festival to put it on in their as their open air production, we decided that we'd do it there and then bring it into the theatre afterwards in September, yes.
So if people can't get to the Hurlingham Club, they can come and see it at Putney instead.
Yeah, 15th to the 17th of September on the main stage with a Saturday matinee.
What time is the matinee?
3 p.m.
And do you want to tell me a little bit about the play in a nutshell for those that haven't studied it at school or need to brush up on their Shakespeare?
It's one of Shakespeare's most popular comedies. Titania and Oberon, King and Queen of the Fairies, have had a bit of a fallout. And that's with a bunch of lovers. It's about love.
Oh,
it's where the saying, the course of true love never did run smooth, comes from.
Oh, he's full of information,
After
isn't
that,
he?
Wow. We are moving into the studio with a play by David Ireland called Ulster American.
Which is really exciting because it is the London premiere.
It is, and it's very, very different from A Midsummer Night's Dream.
So the studio, for those of you that don't know, is the second space that we have at the theatre.
Seating up to 50?
Yeah. And so the studio performances, as an audience member, it gives you a very different experience because you're much closer to the actors. So you feel much more part of the action.
It's a three-hander. An English director, theatre director.
Hollywood star.
A Hollywood star and an Irish writer who's written, and they're talking about putting on her new play. And it's a very funny play, but it's not all nice all the way through. I think it's an adult play.
Yes, we're saying adult content.
Yeah. Yes, I think so on this occasion.
That sounds really dodgy.
It does a little bit. But yes, I think it's more, some of the content is not the kind of thing that children should be exposed to.
Oh, wait, that's even worse saying it like that. Yeah. Okay, moving swiftly on.
Back in the main theatre, we have Charles Dickens, Great Expectations.
Oh, yes, and this is really exciting because it's been adapted by Neil Bartlett. Now, for those who are up on their theatre will know that name. But the other thing is it's an ensemble cast. So it's very different staging. Characters are all interwoven into the action of the play. So they all play lots of different characters.
Yes, it's an ensemble cast, yes.
Yeah, so that's that. I'm really looking forward to that one. And it's in November, so it's quite, you know, suitable for chilly winter nights. Moving on, we have in January.
Yeah, yes.
Panto!
Yes, we have Dick Whittington. The story of the very famous Lord Mayor of London, Richard Whittington, and his cat.
Was he actually the Mayor of London?
Yes, he was. Yes, he's a real person.
I generally didn't know
you,
that.
You just thought he was a Panto character.
Yeah, exactly. Generally did.
And that's written by our in-house writing team.
Yes, we have a great team that have written various pantos for Putney Theatre Company over the years, and they have come back together, brought the band back to write this one. Obviously, it appeals to children because it's panto, but rest assured, with a name like Dick Whittington, there'll be plenty of innuendo, I think. Is that what we say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, probably,
yeah.
Yes.
And that will be, yes, that'll be from January. That's January next year, obviously. And then after that, we go back in the studio for Kinder Transport.
Yes, Kinder Transport, which is about the saving children during the war, getting them out of occupied German territories.
Yeah, 1939, I think it was, wasn't it?
Something like that.
And the reason why we chose it, we just thought it was so relevant to what's happening in Ukraine today, and how at the beginning of the war, children were being evacuated. And I just sort of really resonated that, sadly, X amount of years later, not an awful lot has changed. So, but bringing it sort of modern day, I'm not quite sure how Diana, who's directing it, will transpose it into modern day, if she is going to do that, or it will be in 1939. We will wait and see. I don't know. Mm. What's after that?
And then it is the last of this current season will be the last of the Housemans.
I see what you did there.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a cracking play.
It is. It was on at the National Theatre originally.
It was. It was Julie Walters,
yeah.
Helen McCrory,
yes.
Beautiful late Helen McCrory, and Rory Kinnear. It's a six-hander, I think.
Yes.
But it's on the main stage. But the seventh character really is the house.
Yes.
I won't give too much away, but it's a really cracking play and brilliantly written. And I'm very excited that it's going
Stephen
to be
Beresford,
Stephen Beresford is correct. Mm-hmm. I'm very much looking forward to that. Finishing our first season on a big hitter.
Yes, it's very funny. No, it's a lovely play. Yes, it's very good.
It's about sort of dysfunctional families, if I'm genuinely honest about it. A gin-soaked mother and her offspring, to, you know, her son and daughter. You know, son just is a bit like the prodigal son, and the daughter has to do all the work at home. Mm. Mm. But it is very funny and brilliantly written. So do make a note in your diaries for that.
Thank you, Kate and Barney, for that quick survey of the coming season at the Putney Theatre Company in this, our first act of Lights Up. The next episodes will highlight each production, packed with episodes and chat with directors, cast, crew, and feedback from audiences too. The Putney Theatre Company is a cultural enterprise for the wider local community, bringing excellence to the stage, encouraging new writing, and breathing new life into firm favourites. If you'd like to know more, just search for the Putney Theatre Company online, and please do recommend the theatre and the podcast to anyone you know who might be interested. Lights Up is available on all podcasting services and apps, so thank you and see you back here next time.